Hello there, Mike from Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with a request, which is this. IFC, you know that network, they've got a new show on called Comedy Bang Bang every Friday, 10 o'clock, hosted by Scott Aukerman. Now, if you don't know Scott Aukerman, he is one of the podcasting world's legends and entrepreneur. He's an impresario, funny guy, comedian. He's hosting this show called Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy's so nice, they banged it twice. And it's like a talk show, but it's not a talk show. It only looks like a talk show. It's more of a comedy show, but it's not a talk show, but it is. His band leader, Reggie Watts, you probably know. He's the genius who makes the noises. He's like our Bobby McFerrin, only less Bobby McFerrin-y. And then they've got, you know, guests. Amy Poehler, Zach Galifianakis, Seth Rogen. And this Friday, which is the first episode, Amy Poehler's there with Scott, and she talks about Mad Magazine and her feud with them and her hair, and Reggie premieres the trailer for his inspirational new movie, and then there's a scientist who comes by to help Scott and Reggie remember their dreams. So it's got a little bit of everything. I haven't seen it yet. It promises to be hilarious. If the talent involved does their job, and I'm assuming they're going to, it will be one of the best television shows of the season. So, Comedy Bang Bang, every Friday at 10 on IFC.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
And we're back.
I just said, we got to make sure we record. Yeah. And you said,
yeah, I'll push record.
Do you think that's how it goes down at NASA?
You say you got to make sure you're recording. What else am I going to do other than press record? How else am I to make sure that we're recording other than press the fucking button that says record on it? What else am I supposed to do?
Houston, you make sure that we land the module.
Yeah, I'll land it.
Roger, Eagle One. Houston, are we going to pick us up in the middle of the Pacific Ocean where we're bobbing up and down like a couple of three lost souls here?
Yeah, just come get you.
Copy, Houston.
Yeah, see, I mean, you don't got to make everything more complicated than it needs to be. That's why...
I'm just wondering if that's how it goes down on NASA.
Yes,
backup.
Yes, no, that's how it goes down on NASA. On NASA. On NASA, the island.
On the island of NASA, do you think that... I just wonder if it's like... Oh, we got to launch this thing. Hit launch.
Okay, I'll hit launch. Done.
Done. Off it goes.
Yeah. It's one of the great things about having buttons.
Yeah.
Be like, we got to make sure we're recording. Oh, I got to go through a whole checklist.
Yeah.
I got all these levers.
You got Leon to go down there and spin the wheel.
What a pain in the ass.
Just to get the energy up and the necessary combustion to get to be able to record.
Yeah. Then now we just got buttons we push.
Of course, that's going to be our undoing, as you know.
No,
the world, the planet's undoing.
You'll know.
Some guy is going to lean on a button.
No.
Whoops.
No. That's not the undoing. The undoing is when we no longer need buttons.
What's that world look like?
It's just a world without buttons. That's when they're thinking for themselves.
You know what I think is funny?
What?
For some reason, when I said that, I thought that your name could be Presto. Like, in that scenario, in that part of the world, in the future, your name will be Presto.
Because it evolved from magic to Presto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the future, not now.
Obviously not now.
I don't call you Presto, but from here on in, whenever we have any future-related conversation, I think I will call you Presto.
That makes sense to me.
Okay. Welcome, everybody.
To Mates. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend.
What? You did it again. We always kind of get to this point. It's a little bit of a roadblock for me because I gregariously introduce you to the mateys.
And then I gregariously introduced you back. You heard me say.
My good friend. Yeah, there.
What?
There. Well, unless you have kind of some kind of rapt hearing, you might miss that.
Well, these days, I don't know if you notice, people are walking around with these big headphones, these Beats by Dre headphones. They pick up every little thing. So when I say, you know, and my good friend, what they're hearing is...
You didn't even say the M.
It was implied. If you don't know at this point in our friendship how to spell your own damn name.
You're saying 33.3% of my name is implied?
Well, it was...
You spot me the T and the O, but not the M.
It was more like two-thirds, because I really said...
That's what I'm saying.
More T-A-H than T-O. If I was to say T-O, it sounded like... But I said...
Some people might say that. It's called two, T-O.
No.
Some people would say that.
No. No, they wouldn't.
Some would.
I know who you mean, and they wouldn't.
But if I say to this guy, L-O-V-E, one word, next word, T-O, next word, Y-O-U. Some people might say that says love to you. According to you, it's love to you.
It would be love to you.
Yeah, and I debate that. Like, I debate that.
But if we're talking about some people...
Yeah.
And I think I know the people you're talking
about. Jim Gaffigan.
That's one.
Yeah. I think Gaffigan says to
He doesn't.
I think he says
Yeah, he says it like that.
Me too. Love to you.
Well, it's nice to see everybody. And I know I'm not seeing them.
It's good to have our viewers back in the fold. And I know they're not viewers.
Tom was away.
Tom.
I wanted to record. Was willing to record. Had set up a booth in my home. Spent in excess of $25,000-$30,000 to set up a booth in my home so that when Tom was away, we could record.
Yeah.
And make Mates Worldwide headquarters wherever we happen to be. So I spent all this money, and Tom assured me that we would record.
I said to you, it's a done deal. You said to me, hey, T, should I spend this money? I said, spend it.
Yeah.
Just like the button thing in the future. Hit the button.
Right.
Oh, wait, there's no buttons in the future. Why are there no buttons in the future?
That's what you didn't let me get to.
Please,
once you get rid of the buttons, you don't need the buttons because the machines are thinking for themselves. That's when you run into trouble. See, the machines have gained consciousness. They don't need buttons anymore. You just say, machine, are we going to have popcorn or what? And the machine goes, yeah, we'll have popcorn. And you're like, do I need to push a button? He's like, no, I don't have any buttons.
So the machine's consciousness hasn't really evolved too much past our consciousness.
Well, no.
They're like, hey, you want to get some popcorn? Yeah, okay, I'll make some popcorn.
But do you understand?
But then they got to press the button on the microwave.
No.
They don't?
No. You just talked to the microwave.
That was what I just said to the microwave?
That was the conversation with the microwave.
Because when you said machine, I thought it was a machine, like a robot, not a microwave.
I didn't say robot. I said machine.
That's what I mean.
All machines. So you say, we're going to have some popcorn?
What if you're...
And the appropriate machine goes, yeah, we're going to have some popcorn.
Yeah, but what if you're talking to, like, you're in a thing and there's a bunch of machines around you?
Wait,
and
now
you say machine, and like maybe there's four machines that can make popcorn, they all start making you popcorn.
This is what we were talking about. You said, oh, their intellect didn't advance much beyond ours. The machine that's best equipped to make the popcorn is being like, yeah, we can have popcorn.
But what if there's three machines that are equipped to make popcorn?
The other three are going to be like, the other three are going to be like, yeah, can we have popcorn? And then the one who's best equipped would be like, yeah, we can.
There's no rivalry between the machines the way there are between countries and humans?
No.
None?
They work cooperatively. They work together. That's where you get into trouble.
But surely they will rise.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying.
Not so the rivalries, not... no. Oh. Because it's a singularity. You understand? There's this collective mind.
Mm-hmm. And there's no buttons at all amongst these buttons. Machines.
What?
Amongst all these machines that will rise.
There's slots.
Slots?
There's slots.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
But there's no buttons. Lots of slots.
Lots of slots.
No buttons.
Levers?
Yeah.
Levers and slots.
And cranks.
Is that how you... I bet there's...
You got to power them up with cranks.
That's worse than a button to me.
Yeah. Springs.
So we kind of leap forward, but also we step back.
Well, they're really advanced cranks. You know how you operate them?
How?
Button.
So exception to the rule. You like that, don't you? You like that.
I felt so good about it.
Yeah. It's nice. We don't often come full circle on Mates, and
no,
we did that time.
That's why I felt good about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, today we got a, it's kind of a, I don't, would you call it a celebrity snack? Celebrity by association.
Yeah.
I mean, this is its own podcast singularity.
Right.
This is the coming together of minds. No buttons.
This is the No Button Podcast.
This is from a guy named Sam. What? I shouldn't say his name is Sam?
I'm going to suggest it's a woman.
Oh, you think it's a woman?
I'm going to suggest that.
I think you're right. No? What are you basing that on? The handwriting? The penmanship? I'm going to say it's a man.
I'm going to say it's a woman.
I'm going to say it's a man. Here's why.
Okay.
But I need to go forward two steps in order to go back all one. Right. So this person, Sam,
yeah,
writes a little note on the box that says, "I'm Mark Maron's assistant and a huge Mates fan and diehard matey." Now, for our viewers who are into podcasting, and I know
they're not into podcasting. There's another one.
No, that was it. Yeah. They are probably familiar with and fans of Mark Maron's podcast, WTF.
Yeah, WTF is the name of Mark Maron's podcast. Not as successful as ours.
No, but...
You know that firsthand. You've been on it.
I've been on it. I've been to his rickety studios. Yeah. I've seen the kind of ramshackle setup he's got there.
Studio kind of looks like the one you built in your home when I assured you we would do the podcast from afar when I was filming the movie in Vancouver.
Yeah, he's got a whole dedicated studio. At a cat ranch. He's got what he calls the cat ranch.
Yeah.
And out back there, there's a whole dedicated studio. It's got to be 100,000 square feet of glass partitions, microphones, and so many buttons. So many buttons. You can't even believe it.
The machines will laugh at him.
Eventually they will.
Nothing about our podcast is dedicated. Not a single thing.
No.
He's got
least of all the hosts.
Yeah. Well, in proof. And then when you were trying to say to me, okay, can we do it now from Vancouver?
Right.
And I just kept you at arm's length.
You really did.
But you used the studio for sex while not recording in it.
Because I invested all this money.
Right. And my argument was simply, it worked out well for you. Probably even better than doing a podcast.
$24,000 of the $25,000 that I spent was on the waterbed.
Mm-hmm. So? So you can't say it was a, you know, sometimes that those impulse purchases are the best. I spent 24 large on this bed.
Waterbed.
On this water. Yeah, it was implied.
Well, a bed's not a waterbed.
But I'm like, I'm you in the studio pointing it out to the missus going, or whoever is in the studio with you going,
it wasn't the missus.
Okay, saying to the help, yeah. I spent 24 large. You're talking to Emma Stone. You're saying I spent 24 large on this bed.
Mm-hmm.
She knows it's a waterbed. She's looking right at it.
Right. Well, if she's looking at it, then she knows it's a waterbed. Well, actually, in her case, what I did is I said, I spent 24 large on this bed. She goes, $24,000? I said, yeah. She goes, why? Was it so expensive? I go, sit on it. She sits down on it. She goes, I get it.
Yeah.
She goes, I get it. And I said, I'm going
to
get it.
You're about to.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so far a really – we don't like to evaluate our podcast, but so far this is my favorite one.
It's the best one we've ever done.
Yeah.
So Sam –
guy or girl, we don't know.
It's a guy because let me make my point.
Dedicated podcast, please.
I know Mark Maron.
I know you do.
Mark Maron is incapable of having a female assistant. That's a relationship that could not last.
Why?
Because either he will be attracted to her, and he wouldn't. I don't think Mark would hire a female assistant he wasn't attracted to.
Run that by me again. He wouldn't.
I don't think Mark Maron would hire a female assistant that he wasn't on some level attracted to. And I think, moreover, I think he knows that about himself. I think he would only hire a male assistant.
Okay.
It's my guess. And we can, you know, I could be wrong. So anyway, Sam sent this, and we'll see. We'll see what it is. So this is, by association, a celebrity snack, because it was given to us by the assistant of a legitimate podcasting icon and comedy and comedian.
I hear you.
And I'm opening it with my teeth, and it's not.
Are you all right?
Wait, what are you doing? You're on Facebook or something?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Am I on Facebook?
Oh.
I've never seen anyone not be able to open a box the way you cannot open that box.
Well, I thought about getting a knife or letter opener or something, but then I thought, I'm just going to do it with my fucking hands.
You won't make that mistake again.
It's really aggravating my poison ivy, too. All right, I've successfully opened the box. Sam is a woman. Tom just went on the internet and discovered that Sam is a woman. Looks to be an attractive woman, which bolsters my argument.
I love the fact that I'm right in like 8,000 different ways. But I love the fact that you were so convinced. What the hell?
These are, this is what, in the snack game, we call these novelty snacks.
He finally managed to open the box. Inside the box, we got a lot of styrofoam covering.
Which I appreciate.
Yep. Wow. We just knocked over the system.
But this is, these are novelty snacks. And what novelty snacks are is any category of snack that you can't find in your local bodega, store, country.
In other words, the podcast just took a nosedive because people listen to the podcast, they want to eat the snacks. And right. We've just said, once again, we are now opening snacks that you can't have. We'll rate them, but hopefully we got to up our witty repartee and banter. Because...
Well, we had the whole button thing.
We don't have the snacks to depend on.
No, but I think you could probably make these yourself if you were so inclined, because the ingredients are actually fairly straightforward. Flour, oil, food starch, I'm skipping the main ingredient, sugar, salt, baking powder, MSG, and then the key ingredient, shrimp.
Shrimps.
Well, in the packaging it says shrimp.
I like to say, like Alessio, I like to say shrimps. Even if it's one shrimp, you say shrimps.
I understand, but...
Do you want a shrimps?
No, you're right. You're right.
How much fun
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, would you like a shrimps?
So these are shrimps flavored chips, manufactured by Calbee. Calbee. Never heard of this company. Never heard of this product.
Well, what Sam has said to us in the little note on the front of the package: these are the shrimps, not the shrimps. These are
the Lay's
of Asia. Now, Lay's, as we know. What did Lay's get rating wise? I mean,
Lay's did very well with their potato chips.
I'm just
chips.
Trying to remember if one of us dropped a 10 on Lay's.
No, Lay's did not get a 10, but they
we didn't drop a dime on Lay's.
Lay's didn't get the dime,
but they not were, one of us dropped a dime.
They did no, we did not drop a dime on Lay's.
You sure of that?
I'm positive. Shrimp flavored chips.
I'm opening mine because there's no more else we can do. Well, hang on a second. There's one thing that we do like. They've craftily put the price over the sell by date. So now I'm trying to...
No, my sell date is clearly legible.
Oh, you're fine?
I'm December 4th, 2012. And I suspect I'd be okay after that as well. You know, I think I'm gonna work in Sam's defense here. I think what Sam was thinking was...
Sam is awesome.
Sam is thinking, I love these things. I want more people to love these things. I love shrimps.
Shrimps.
Oh, it really smells like shrimps, too.
Shrimps.
You know...
It's not sh, it's ch.
Oh, chimps.
No, not chimps.
I love chimps.
Shrimps.
Shrimps.
Shrimps. Yeah.
Got it.
Whoa!
You got that right? That
these
briny
guys,
smell?
These guys just pulled these chips right out of the sea.
Yeah.
These are... We're eating these? Ho! Ha! Jesus, Mary and Joseph, they're not messing around.
Why do you think they call them shrimp-flavored chips if, in fact, there's shrimp in it? It says shrimp. They should just call them shrimps chips.
Shrimps chips. Sam, they pulled these shrimps right out from the sea. Oh, magic just jumped in there.
I like them.
What?
I like them.
That briny smell doesn't
translate.
Sway you?
Doesn't translate to a briny taste.
You know what? You know where I like the briny smell? By the brine.
Yeah.
When I'm not by the brine and I get the briny smell, it makes me uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm uneasy about these shrimps flavored chips. Shrimp chips.
I'm going to describe them for you. Open them up. They're about about 2 inches in length.
They look like small fries.
Yeah, they look like small potato fries. There, with the crimp.
Yeah, they got a little crimp.
They got a little wavy crimp on them.
They got a shrimp crimp.
They got a shrimp wavy crimp on a fry. And it's kind of got a nice, light, shrimpy taste.
It's inoffensive. I just took one. The brine smell makes it, you think it's going to be a little more...
Overpowering.
Fish tasting.
Yep. It's you
not,
know what it tastes
it's not
like?
Fishy. What?
It tastes like...
Why are you talking like that?
Because you were saying shrimps and...
Yeah, you know what it tastes like.
Shaft and... It tastes like the outer breading on a piece of Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Tell me people aren't going to be knocking down the door to this company right now to get some of this after that description.
I mean, that's a fair description, isn't it?
Not only is it a fair description, it's a very, very evocative and well-put description.
That's what it tastes like. And if you've ever been to Arthur Treacher's fish and chips...
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, you're going for the breading. You're not going for the whitefish there.
Why are you going? You're going for the breading.
The whitefish is pretty generic. You're going for the breading.
It's the whole... It's pretty much the combination, though. That whole... It was a good... Oh, I got a good bite right there. Let me tell you something, Sam. I'm sitting here going, no one's going to buy these. These are no good. Then I smelt them. These are worse. Then I took a bite, and I'm like, I'm wrong. I'm wrong again. I'm wrong again. How many times a day am I wrong? How many times a day am I wrong?
Hmm.
Jump in there, Magic.
I think...
On average, how many times a day am I wrong?
18.
It's going to rain. Nope. It looks like rain. No, it doesn't.
Oh, now, 19. It's interesting what you're saying now.
What?
It's going to rain. No, it isn't. You know who you just are, who you just were. You were just in
Nostradamus?
You were just in your old a Siri commercial. Like, oh, here's Tom Cavanaugh walking around Mates Worldwide headquarters talking to Siri on the phone there. Hey, it's going to rain, Siri. No, it's not.
Can I tell you that's, I think, the biggest misstep those actors have done in their careers?
No.
Yeah, in my opinion.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think... Now, Zooey Deschanel, everyone loves her, right?
Sure, I still love her.
Right, you still love her, but watch as she inches closer and closer to the backlash with her exposure. Early on, Elf? Oh! God, who doesn't love her? What, she opens her voice to saying, baby, it's cold outside. Forget it. Hearts melting all across America. And then everything else subsequent to that, she's just very talented, she's very good, she's doe-eyed, right? So that gets
adorable.
Her,
like, or as she says, adorkable. She doesn't say that. She's described by others as adorkable.
Yeah. She plays the game. Now she's got a sitcom. Trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a well-received show.
It's just season one.
Where have you been? Season two?
Yeah, season two, fine. People love you in season two. Oh, season three? Look out, you're still doing that show?
What?
Season four? You're overexposed.
No.
Season five? Oh, my God, I can't stand her.
What?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
No.
And here's the thing. When you start walking around doing an adorable Siri commercial in your jammies...
Come on.
You're just accelerating the pace. You're accelerating the pace.
Let me tell you something.
Magic? Accelerating the pace to the backlash. When you go, let's order in some soup. Let's clean up tomorrow. Magic, you're accelerating the pace to the backlash.
Let me tell you something. Even you saying that, even you reciting the lines, makes me want to find her and give her a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess that 60% of the maidies go, yeah, he's right. She's accelerating the pace to the backlash.
No!
Siri, it looks like rain. Yes, it's raining, Zooey.
Yeah, well, let's hang out inside together and have fun.
From now on, call me Rock God. Okay, from now on, I'll call you Rock of God.
But Siri doesn't say that in that commercial.
Hey, let's have some gazpacho. I want to know who told my life. I want my life back. Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson, John Malkovich, they're in a whole other thing. They can do no wrong. They've earned it. They've earned whatever the fuck they want to do. Malkovich sitting there having an existential crisis with his robot phone. Fantastic. I'll sit and watch that all day.
I haven't seen that one.
It's crazy. It's creepy and crazy.
Well, that's good.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying creepy and crazy is not going to accelerate the backlash as much as adorable. People get tired of adorable.
Okay, but she's
look at you, man. Look at you. At first, most adorable, cotton-balled, muffin-loving... unbelievably embraceable guy ever.
Yeah.
Now you have to sprint down the street when you leave here. People are coming after you with like all sorts of machines and things to slice you up to bits. You know, they're like, they got S&M machines.
But that's because of that Nazi stuff I did. It's not because of anything else.
I don't know. I think it's because of the backlash of adorability.
I'm still munching.
Well, you and I are talking while we're talking about, we're debating Zooey Deschanel. Neither of us has stopped jamming this stuff into our mouth.
They're addictive.
They're like shrimp fries.
To like shrimp fries.
Now, I have a question for you, because you're a fairly progressive thinker. If you think these are so good, and I think these are so good, and Sam thinks these are so good, why doesn't America think these are so good? Why is this not, like, everywhere?
I think they're probably a new company.
You think so? That would make me happy. They're just not out yet, you think?
I just don't think this is widely distributed yet, and I think America probably isn't ready for any snack food that starts with the word shrimp.
Shrimp, yeah.
Unless it's shrimp cocktail. But that's not really a snack. That's an hors d'oeuvre.
If I'm at Calbee America, all right, in Torrance, California there, and I'm trying to package this, I think they've done a good job with the pink polka dots and stuff.
Yeah.
And this, I like that. That looks like fries to me.
That's
right?
You're not describing for the viewers. They're not viewers.
What?
That's
so
they can't see.
Oh, okay. Let me describe.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm holding magic. A half quart of fries with little pink polka dots as the rest of the packaging. Little pink polka dots is inoffensive. Kind of seems good, fun, happy, like a fair. This kind of looks like something you might grab at the fair.
Yeah.
All right? Now,
cotton candy? No, I'll take the shrimp chips.
I'll take the shrimp chips. But this is my point exactly. If I'm there in advertising over there at Calbee in Torrance, California, I think what I do is get rid of flavored.
Yeah, shrimp chips.
Because on the package, folks, in... clearly donated, right? Denoted?
Well, I like donated better.
Clearly donated writing. It says shrimp, flavored chips. You know, Kalbi shrimp chips. That's what we're the Mates podcast is donating that idea for free.
I like chimp chips.
Yeah, I mean that's just.
I'd be much more inclined.
I don't want to torpedo the boat myself.
If I walked in and I saw a package that said chimp chips, I'd be much more inclined to pick up that bag than shrimp chips.
Which should be your governing factor for not doing that. Given the theory that you don't want to belong to any club that would include you. And if you're saying, chimp chips, that's a good idea, I'm saying, don't go with that idea.
So you're saying by definition, any idea that I have is a bad idea?
Yes. You disagree or you agree with that?
I'm thinking about it. I more or less agree with that.
I'll spot you like, you know, what will I spot you?
Oh, I feel like the podcast was more or less my idea.
Yeah, that's not true.
I said, we should do a podcast.
I said, first.
You said, what's a podcast?
I said, we should work together.
Again. Yeah. And I said, fine.
And then I said, let's do a podcast.
No, I said, let's do a podcast. You didn't know what a podcast was.
I knew what a podcast was.
You didn't.
I think I suggested the podcast.
Bullshit.
And you said,
fuck you.
Let's do a podcast where we just do merengue music. Remember?
Yeah.
In retrospect, not a bad idea.
Right.
But you know what I like about that podcast? And you know what I like about this podcast?
Fuck.
Stop it. What are you doing?
It itches so bad.
Ah, gosh, you're like a five-year-old. That's exact. This is like a tribute to, I feel like, my Iron Cast eating abilities. In that you're like rubbing pus all over the place here in the studio. You're looking at it. You're examining it. You're squeezing pus out of your finger. And I'm knocking back these shrimp chips like there's no tomorrow.
It
looks awful.
My fingers are bubbling.
Yeah.
I have bubbling fingers right now.
Yeah, it looks awful. It looks awful. It looks disgusting, folks. I'm not even going to describe it. It looks awful.
Well, I have
it's the wrong thing to bring to the table.
I have five or six open sores.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it.
The rest of my finger is either pussy. The webbing between my ring finger and pinky finger.
Hold that up for a second. Now you're backlit. Hold it down.
All right. The webbing between my fourth and fifth finger is rubbed raw.
Yeah, it's ugly. So put that up on the website there.
And then there's just pustules.
Yeah.
Burbling under the surface.
This looks like something from Contagion.
Yeah.
You look like you're... Don't rub it.
Well, I can't rub it on your table. You told me because you have children. I can't rub it on your table.
Don't rub it on your pants.
You said, don't rub it on my furniture.
Rub it on your face.
You said, don't rub it on my furniture because I have kids.
Rub it on your face.
It's not. I'm not going to rub it on my face. I have it on my neck.
Ah, you do it on your neck. This is contagion all over again.
It's not contagious.
How did you get it? How do you think you got it?
Weeding.
What?
Weeding.
What books do you like to weed? That's how you just got it?
Yes.
Someone had it and was weeding the book before you?
Look. I taught
yeah.
A Tweety bird.
Yeah.
So I was weeding.
Yeah, weeding, yeah.
About the Tweety bird.
Yeah.
And I got this fucking contagion.
I just think the Tweety bird that read the book before you had the contagion before you, and then you just read the wrong book.
No. I was weeding in the garden, and I know that I'm susceptible to contact dermatitis. And Martha, my wife, said you should put on some gloves. And I said, fuck you.
I'm a man. I weed my way.
Right.
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're right.
All
right.
So afterwards, she said, do you want to have some lunch?
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah.
Oh, you didn't say fuck you again.
No, because she's feeding me now.
Oh, okay, all right. I just trying to figure out how it works in your house.
No. She's like, you want some lunch? And I said, yeah, but shut your fucking pie hole. Let me finish this weeding.
Right, because you're a man.
Right. She's like, all right, I'll just be up here on the deck crying until you're ready.
But she should not cry, but she should know that you and me, we have what we stand for.
Right.
Our platform.
Yes.
Respect for women. It's who we are.
That's who we are. It's not what we do.
Not what we do.
No.
But it is who we are.
Right.
And I'm surprised that Martha doesn't know that.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what that bitch is thinking.
Right. We're all.
Because she knows who I am.
Yeah. She knows you're about respect for women.
And she knows what I do. And she knows the two aren't the same.
So when you say, shut your pie hole and sit on the porch till I'm ready to finish my weed.
I said, shut your fucking pie hole.
I'm sorry.
And sit there crying until I'm done weeding.
That's why guys go, well, women,
right,
can't figure them out.
Right. They're a mystery.
It's just a mystery to me.
So because I love her.
Yeah.
Of
course you love her.
I ran into the kitchen,
mm-hmm,
and as opposed to doing my big soapy scrub that I usually do, mm-hmm, when I finish weeding, I did the quick scrub. And I think that's where it got me.
A quick scrub.
I did the quick scrub.
K-W-I-K scrub.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I lathered, I rinsed, but I might not have got all the webbing. And then next thing you know, my skin is bubbling.
Yeah, it's like a furnace.
And pussing.
Yeah.
And I have open sores.
Okay.
And it's oozing.
That's fine.
Pus.
All right.
And Tom's like, oh, you don't wipe it on my table. I'm like, Tom.
Check, please.
It's not contagious.
I don't understand how something that oozes pus is not contagious. Like where I'm from, you know,
Yeah.
From the shanty towns.
Yeah.
Anything that oozes pus, you avoid. That's what you're taught at an early age. At 2 years old, you're like, don't kiss the leper.
Right.
You're just taught that because oozing pus is, it's problematic. It's problematic. And you obviously haven't learned that lesson. I'm still back at the thing that she was crying. She doesn't understand that you're about respect for women. It's not what we do.
No. What we do is this podcast.
Right.
Where we eat, and rate snacks.
Yeah. The purse system.
Who we are. Respect for women.
Right.
I don't know
either. I mean, that's the way men throw their hands up in the air and go, young women, you know?
But, you know, God love them. Yeah. God love the fairer sex, but they are and will always be a mystery.
A complete and utter mystery.
But I'll tell you what they do know how to do. Push my buttons.
Yeah. You're just all about the full circle today. I love it, Daniel. What do you think?
Ratings?
I think so.
Ratings.
Well, Sam, I'll tell you what Sam's got.
Game?
Sam got game.
Yeah, Sam got game.
Sam understood intuitively the narrative. Sam understood that when we opened that box, we'd be starting at a low place. And we'd be going, ah, what the fuck, Sam?
Ah, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. A pun.
Yeah.
In that case, unintended.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Sam?
What the fuck, Sam?
What are these sad little packages of shrimp-flavored chips you sent us from Torrance, California?
Come on, Sam. You can do better than that. You know the podcast world. Oh.
And that's what we learned. She does know the podcast. Yeah. She knew. She was so many steps ahead of us, it wasn't even funny.
She played us like a lute.
We looked at it, we said, oh, now I'm bummed out. Now I got to wipe my ooze somewhere. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah, totally terrible.
Open up the thing. It goes from bad to worse.
Now I'm back
on the docks blowing sailors during Fleet Week.
Yeah. Which, you know, sometimes not a bad place to be. It's the other weeks of the year. Fleet Weeks, you're a bit of a superstar. It's the slow weeks. You're there in mid-December.
You're out there in January, February.
Blowing sailors for $3 a pop. It's really depressing.
A lot of times I'm suspecting they're not even sailors.
You think?
I don't know.
Someone just fired on the costume and walked down there.
A lot of these guys aren't even in costume. You know, they're older gentlemen, you know, in sweatpants and floppy t-shirts.
I don't know that you blow those guys for $3. I feel like there should be a mandated uniform.
It's what I prefer, but if the guy tells me, you know, hey, I'm a Mexican boy.
Right.
I'm a sailor. What am I going to do, you know?
Where's your uniform if you're a sailor?
Oh, it's in the place.
All right, if it's in the place. All right. Hey, you don't have an accent.
Yeah, I'm not Mexican.
Shut your mouth and blow me.
Okay. You know, it's such a
That's where we went when we opened this package. Standing in the brine.
Not good memories for me. Not entirely bad memories. Not necessarily good. And then I put the damn thing in my mouth. Let me tell you something. This is one of those rare snacks that starts okay, gets better the more you eat. That's the MSG talking right there.
You're right. That's the MSG talking. MSG's like, come here. Nah, it's cool. It's cool. Just hang out. I was going to be here.
Right.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Just going to hang out. Hang on for it.
You right.
Want to hang out? Hey, try a little bit of this.
All right, okay.
Just stay. No, don't leave yet. Just hang out.
No, I'm not even take off.
No, just hang out. Just for a little bit more. Have a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Then you can go. Go as soon as you want.
All right.
Yeah, just a tiny bit more.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, you don't want to leave now, do you? No, wait, just stick around a little bit.
I'll stick around a little bit, but then I really got to go.
Go when you want to go. Just have a little bit more. Have a little bit more.
All right.
Yeah, now how
good.
You feeling? Yeah,
it's good.
Not bad, right? Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
Hey, you're all right.
Yeah, you're all right too.
Thanks, man. Hey, let's hang out.
Okay, let's hang out all day.
Let's hang out all day.
Let's hang out forever.
We'll always hang out.
I love you.
I love you.
You want a blowjob?
Great. And not right now. I got another guy I got to tend to.
Okay.
Hey, come on over here. Hey, don't leave. That's the MSG.
That's
the MSG.
So, you know, this is a rarity for me. I'm about to finish my bag.
Yeah, you almost never finish a snack.
I'll tell you what else is the shrimp flavored chips have going for them that we didn't even discuss.
Go on.
And this is really rare for something that's delicious. This magic word right here, baked.
Oh, baked.
Not fried.
Baked.
These are baked.
They didn't fry them. They baked them.
You know, the fried chips tend to be the most delicious of all chips.
Well,
and the baked chips, you go, yeah, but it's trying too hard to be healthy. These guys aren't really trying to be healthy. They're just delicious.
Did we have baked Lay's? I remember we just hate baked Lay's.
Yeah, we had baked Lay's.
Yeah, we had one.
You know, the sour cream and onion.
Yeah, we were just like, that's no good.
Not what we want.
No, we don't. It's not what I'm in the market for.
If this was fried, it would be too much. And the people at Calbee know that.
Do they? You see, I suspect the people at Calbee are two people. That's what I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
There's John, who's kind of like the face of the operation.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm John Calbee.
How you doing? John Calbee. My great-great-grandfather broke from the Mormons in 1850.
Mm-hmm.
He's proud of that fact.
Sure.
Proud of the fact that he's not a Mormon. He brings up not being a Mormon as a defining characteristic.
Right.
I mean, most people aren't Mormon. And he's one of the few people that brings it up as a defining characteristic.
He's proud of it. He's proud of his heritage.
You don't lead with, I'm not a Mormon.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
You don't either.
No.
You sometimes lead with, and I find this very strange. Hi, I'm Tom Cavanaugh.
Hi, I'm.
I'm a country western superstar.
Uh-huh.
And that is almost so easily disproved.
What?
When you say, okay.
Yeah, I walk out to people. See me do it once a day, probably.
Probably once a day. We did it earlier today when we were looking for another snack.
Oh, what was I looking for?
Tim Tams.
Liz, I was looking for Tim Tams.
Couldn't find Tim Tams.
What the fuck is going on in New York? You can't find Tim Tams.
So, you brushed by the guy in the snack aisle.
Yeah.
And you said, excuse me. And it was a totally cordial exchange.
Yeah.
And then you said, by the way, I'm Tom Cavanaugh, country western superstar.
Yeah.
And every time you do that, it really embarrasses me.
Why?
Because you're not a country western superstar.
Well, that fact... I'll spot you that fact, but that's as far as I'll go.
Okay, but that's as far as I need to go.
Not for me.
That's all of it for me.
To me, showbiz, it's about image magic.
Yeah, but...
I don't have to be a country and western superstar. There's plenty of famous actors who aren't actors at all.
That's not true.
Yeah, they're no good, but they're famous. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a country and western superstar. These guys are famous. They're not actors. It's all image. Oh, they're great. I love them. They're great. I love them.
But I just think...
You've heard of Carrie Underwood, right?
Sure. Country western superstar.
Me too.
But you're not.
Well, debatable.
It's not debatable.
Okay.
When you hold yourself up on the same level as Carrie Underwood.
I didn't say that. I said, do you know who Carrie Underwood is?
And I said, country western superstar. And you
Me
said,
too.
But you're not.
Well, that's debatable.
It's not debatable. By saying me too, when I say country western superstar.
Right.
You're putting yourself on this as a peer with her.
I mean, she's done so much. I don't want
to.
I don't care if people consider me on the same level as her, but I am a country western superstar.
But you're not. That's my point.
Okay. My point is this. You're partially correct in as much as I'm not.
Right.
Right. But the rest of it.
But that's all of it.
True.
That's all of it.
I don't see it that way. It's not how I see it.
I understand that's not how you see it.
Right. That's why I feel it's fine for me to introduce myself to the guy in the aisle.
Right.
I see him.
Right.
He's about 60.
Yeah,
right?
About 60.
mulatto.
Yeah.
And I say to him, hey, by the way, excuse me, because I bump him.
Right.
And then I feel...
And he said, no problem.
And then I feel I got to give him something.
Right. You said, hey, I'm Tom Cavanaugh.
I'm Tom Cavanaugh, country and western superstar.
Right. And he's... Right. And he said, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fine. I'm not going to stick around that aisle anyway. They don't have Tim Tams.
It was more the point of what turned into a cordial exchange.
Uh-huh.
What started as a cordial exchange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turned into something kind of uncomfortable and weird because he looked at you for a second.
Not for me.
For me and for him, the look of annoyance was so obvious on his face. He looked at you. He gave you the once over. You said country western superstar. He looked at you. It was clear. He looked you up and down, and they said, get the fuck out of here. And it wasn't like a ha-ha, this is funny.
It wasn't because I wasn't a country and western superstar to him. It was because he clearly does not appreciate country and western music.
I don't think that's it.
I think that's it.
He was wearing a cowboy hat. He had a huge I love country music belt buckle on.
That's why I thought, you know, if you don't like country and western music, take that shit off, dude. That's what I felt.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
Yelling that out of the store. Take that shit off, you don't like country or western music.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack Wagon, take off your hat, you don't like country or western. I'm yelling at him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They escort us out of the store. I'm yelling at him.
It's a fair point, but I think...
I'm yelling at him. They escort us out of the store.
Yeah, yeah.
Take your hat off and your belt buckle, mofo.
If you don't like country...
You don't like country or western, take that off. You don't like country or western.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I feel like I'm justified. If he doesn't like it...
I think he does, though. What? I really think he does.
I don't think he does. He doesn't... He should be... If he did, really did, and he met a country and western superstar, you think he'd be, like, all a flutter. But he wasn't.
Because you're not.
I think he doesn't really like country and western.
Because you're not. I think he thought you were making fun of him.
I agree with that part. That I'm not. But that's as far as I'll go.
All right. At this point, we're at an impasse. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how else to... Resolve this.
There's no, we don't need to resolve. I'm a country western superstar.
You're not.
And I'm not. That's right. So we're good.
All right, we're good.
Okay.
Shrimp flavored chips, 6.
7.
See you next week.
Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.